Okay, we're coming out of executive session, it's 9:50, and no decisions have been made.
It's 8:50.
8:50, yes, thank you. Any further comments from council before we close the meeting?
I have a comment.
Okay.
I would like to see the parking thing brought back and addressed more on a specific multi-vehicle issue pertaining to parking on lawns and that type of stuff. That's, I think that's the direction that I really would like to see it, because I'm not disagreeing with other council members that we do have somewhat of a problem. I just think that our problem is narrowed down to a handful of people that abuse the fact that, yeah, you know what, you have the right to pull up on your lawn and load something up and everything. But you don't have, I mean, it looks awful in our community if you put four or five vehicles on the lawn and leave them there, even if you are driving one every other day. So, I mean, I really would like to see something in that sense, because on the difference on this, you know, we asked for one thing and then all of a sudden he brought us this thing, here it is. I mean, it was kind of, I'd have liked to seen that in the workshop first, so we could have beat it up and then, you know, come back. But instead, he brought it up and, you know, Daryl let.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't. I must have been gone on a workshop or something, but I.
We went through several scenarios with pictures, here's the problem, do you want to solve it or no? And this was the result of the council meeting, what he presented tonight.
But I mean, that, I mean, and I hope, and I think other council members feel the same, that it's not a problem of one vehicle jumping up there. It's a problem of we have housing that has multi-vehicle sitting and parking up there.
So does council want Daryl to continue? Because we killed this.
I agree with Charles, and that's, I agree that there's a problem with certain areas and that maybe we need something with improved surfaces, but it needs, it doesn't, it's not real, that one was not real clear as to what, and although, you know, he says that we're going to talk to them first and all that, I think it needs to be a little clearer on that point.
Okay, how about if we bring it back in August for the workshop?
The talking thing is a little different. I'll give you a scenario on the talking thing. I house the football gear every year for the youth football. One year, multi-years, we take the container up to the Mormon parking lot, we unhook the trailer, they dish out all the gear, and the next morning we pick it up and we leave. Lo and behold, and mind you, I donate this, and the next morning I got there and I had a ticket. And, you know, it's one of those fine lines. And I went to Judge Brewer and I just said, hey, listen, I donate this. It sat there from 4:00 one night to 8:00 the next morning, and I got a citation for it. And I think I brought it back to you and he said, hey, tell them to quit wasting my time. Because this is, you know, on certain areas, and they don't know that, they don't know the situation. But on these, the parking thing, they do know the situation. They know the areas, they know what's the problem. It's not the ones and two, it's not the one car, it's the multi-car. It's the, as Mark says, the grass a foot high next to the wheels.
Or when you drive by and there's four of them parked on the lawn.
We have brought up the council 8 times. You're probably getting tired too, but anyway, just on balance, we'll clean that up.
8 times?
It's been here 8 times.
I've only seen it 2 or 3.
No, it's been here over and over and over, so. Any other things? Okay, then this meeting's dismissed. Good discussion, everybody.